So the format of the programme is centred around 9 centrally funded posts. And initially, there were 9 units who were selected by appointment to deliver this training. Recently, in 2010, the units went through an appraisal and a reappraisal of delivering that training programme. And there was a decision to increase the pool of training units, not so much to recognise that there are many training units in the UK now who can deliver such quality training, but also that there was a disparity between the access to training between the north and the south and the southwest. So geographically, we were trying to identify units across the nation a bit more uniformly. So subsequently, we have 12 training units that have been appraised and appointed on the grounds of their capacity to deliver training. We only have funding for 9 posts. So it is the selection of the successful candidates who choose which units they go to. I'm not sure that you can actually see the small print. So the 4 bubbles around the 12 units are the people engaged with delivering this quality training programme. The JCST is involved in terms of overviewing the quality of the training and to see that it is a recognised year as part of the CCT. There is the 7 deanery who have said facilitates the actual training programme and organises the appointment process. There is the Breast Training Interface Group who meets twice a year and who is responsible for overviewing the training programme and any issues pertaining to that training programme. They meet just before the interview process, and the majority of people on the interview panel are people who sit on the interface group. And the interface group consists of many stakeholders, so there are representation from the SAC, from the ABS, from BACPRAS and JCST. So there are many stakeholders to make sure that this programme delivers quality training. And of course, what finally is important is actually having the engagement with local programme directors, because without which the acknowledgement that a local trainee can go out of programme training, the trainee will not be allowed to apply. So having the approval of your local programme director is paramount in terms of applying for the process and opportunity.